Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, instead of talking about some of the short-term moves and volatility in the precious metals sector, I want to take a step back and look big picture, balance out the disconnect that we're seeing between the stocks, especially the junior stocks, the movements and sell-off that we've seen in a lot of those, compared to GDX and GDXJ, which has also sold off. But when you look at the charts of a lot of the juniors compared to GDX and GDXJ, there's still a pretty big difference because a lot of these juniors have really broken down. Well, GDX and GDXJ, they're moving lower, but they haven't broken down. Their charts don't look nearly as bad as a lot of these juniors. We can also talk about gold that, for the most part, is just trading in a trading range. So all in this one sector, three quite different movements here, with the juniors definitely leading on the way lower. What's your takeaway from this environment here, Jordan?
Well, I think it kind of speaks to, I don't know if we're like in the early stages or the middle stages of some kind of liquidation. I mean, this kind of action reminds me of being in a deep bear market just in past years. Now, I'm not saying that we're in a deep bear market, but, you know, we haven't seen this action. You know, maybe we saw this in parts of 2017 and 2018. I haven't looked too closely, but that's a possibility around lows we had that year where we really saw the stocks really underperforming the metals. To me, I mean, given the context of where we've been in, you know, a year ago, where we've been in recent months, where we are now, to me, it just speaks to a liquidation in the sector where people are just like, okay, that's it, I'm out. So they're liquidating. So it speaks to sentiment. Getting closer to a significant bottom, but I'm not predicting that this week or this month, but just generally. I think that's where we are, but it's very interesting because in recent lows over the last year, you know, the bigger stocks were getting hit more and the smaller juniors were holding up a lot better. And so now we're towards the end, you know, we're towards the end of this correction, potentially, if we're doing a bird's eye view. I mean, there's probably some more liquidation to go, but it is interesting how the smaller juniors were holding up much better. I mean, even earlier this spring, with that low, the smaller juniors were holding up better. Now they've gone way below that low, just anecdotally, versus, you know, GDXJ is trading at about that low. I mean, GDX is like roughly 10% above its low. So it's just an interesting observation, I think.
Yeah, Jordan, it's a strange market right now in the precious metal sector, because generally we see something like gold move first, maybe on a safe haven play at an initial start of the move, but then the big miners move, you know, the seniors get moving, and then they start pulling along silver, and silver really starts moving higher, and then we see the junior miners really take off, and usually silver and the junior miners will outperform to the upside. In this kind of a scenario, it almost seems like we saw the seniors start bouncing the last couple of months when we hit that March bottom. April, May, they started moving up. Juniors started moving up, but now the seniors are holding steady and the juniors are tanking. Are you worried at all about silver dropping out of bed and possibly pulling the silver miners and the junior miners down even further? Or do you think we've seen most of the selling pressure play through already?
Well, I think with silver and the smaller juniors, I think we are going to see more selling pressure. I mean, you have to look, there's no like specific index we could talk about it. We could refer to, I should say, because there's so many individual smaller juniors that we could be talking about. So just on an anecdotal basis, I mean, I think there's going to be more selling there. I mean, looking at silver, I have been thinking for months and months that silver is going to come back to 22. So I mean, if we look at the gold silver ratio, gold's outperforming, the US dollar's rallying. So in that kind of environment, silver is going to be, it's going to perform a lot worse than gold. So I think the macro environment, you know, eventually, you know, the more we see the dollar rally, the more we see the gold silver ratio rise. Eventually those things get to a point where it starts to become gold bullish, like if we see these things start to coincide with a stock market correction, you know, these types of things are bullish for gold. And then we get to start the cycle that you're talking about where gold does best first, and then, you know, the majors perform, and then eventually it filters down to the juniors. But, you know, given that we're, you can't say what's going on is bullish yet for gold. It's just, it's for now you could say, oh, well, it's less bearish. And if it continues, you could say it's less bearish. And eventually at some point, you know, a too strong dollar becomes bullish for gold, and then we can start that cycle again. So that's kind of how I see it. I mean, we are moving. If it continues, it will be moving in the right direction for our sector, but it's not quite there yet. And then you have to balance that, of course, with the technicals of the sentiment, which the sentiment is really negative, but the indicators, I mean, anecdotally, it's really negative. If you look at indicators like, you know, polls and the COTs, they're not at a bearish extreme yet. So it's still going to take some time.
So, Jordan, one thing that you were writing a lot about over last week and last couple weeks, I believe, actually, is how we've seen history show us that when the gold stocks, gold sector goes through a pretty big correction, that can actually be followed fairly regularly by a more significant correction in the U.S. markets. And starting off this week, it almost looked like that was happening, but then the U.S. markets got bought back really quickly. Take us through some of your research on what we've seen historically, when we've seen these type of corrections that'll follow through by the markets on the downside, and if you think we are setting up in the near term for something like that.
Well, when we have seen periods where the stocks are really underperforming the metals and gold's outperforming silver and the juniors are being liquidated, I mean, it reminds me of January, February before COVID. That's one example. I mean, you also have 2008. That's another example. I mean, there's other examples, but I don't know off the top of my head. But I would say I'm not. That doesn't mean I'm predicting that the stock market is going to have this huge crash type of decline. I think it's very vulnerable to a sustained correction of at least 10%, probably 15%. If you look at all these indicators, I mean, a lot of breadth indicators are screaming sell. So I don't want to say that there's like a huge connection between our sector and the juniors and the stock market correcting. It's more just anecdotal evidence, but it is interesting how the stock market is vulnerable to a correction, and we're seeing miners and juniors really underperform the metals. You know, we're starting to see gold's outperforming silver, the dollar's rallying. So those are the types of warning signs that precede a broad market correction. And if we look back, I mean, if you just go back over the last 6 years, the three significant lows in precious metals, they all coincided with the three most significant stock market declines in the last 6 years. So the relationship between precious metals and the stock market, there's a lot of nuance to that, but that's just my larger point is, you know, regardless of the exact timing, if we do get that 10 or 15% correction in the stock market, it's probably going to line up with a significant low in precious metals. And I'm not saying that's going to happen next week or next month, but I just think if we pull back a little bit and think about the second half of the year, that's something that I think is, I don't want to say it's probable yet, but I think it's very possible.
Well, Jordan, in our last interview together, I had asked you, when will generalist investors, you know, notice or care about some of the traction that the senior producers are getting? You know, they cleaned up their balance sheets, they're making money, they're cash flowing. And you had mentioned when the general stock market's correct. You know, I thought that was a really interesting point, that if the general stock markets do correct and people start looking for sectors that are actually performing and they veer on over to this unloved and often overlooked sector of the resource stocks, and they start noticing that these larger companies are cash flowing, you know, that would be an interesting time where they may take note. But what if, let me throw a wild card at you here. We talked to some generalist investors that believe there's a lot of money sitting on the sidelines that's not even in the markets, and that if there is any either correction in the general stock indexes or in the general stock markets, it's going to come flooding back in to buy the dip like it has the last 12 years. So is there still an environment where generalist investors could still take note of the sector and get a little more involved than they have been, even if there isn't a 10 or 15% correction? Or will it be something where it's going to still take that to get their attention?
I mean, it really depends. I'd have to look at the gold to the S&P 500 ratio and see how that turns out, assuming we get a correction in the stock market. I do agree with the sentiment that the dip will probably be bought. I don't think, regarding the stock market, I don't think this is the start of the next bear market. I mean, I do think this cycle is not going to be that long. And obviously, valuations are really long in the tooth already, you could say. But I do think this is a correction in the stock market, not the start of a massive decline. So, I mean, with that said, the significance of the correction, I mean, if it's 10%, you know, 15%, if it's only 10%, you're not going to see that much money shift into precious metals. But I think if it's 15% or you know, 18%, if it's like that, I think you will see for a good amount of time, you know, money rotate into precious metals. Precious metals will put in a significant bottom. However, if we're looking further out after that rally, capital at some point will probably move back into the stock market. And so, you know, gold and gold stocks will have a good rebound, but gold is not going to break out immediately after that rebound, because, as you say, capital could flow, you know, they buy the dip, capital could flow back into the stock market.
So, Jordan, wrap us up with general comment on what you're doing with your portfolio in terms of, are you starting to buy any of these stocks, or are you, it sounds like, maybe even going to wait for some sort of a turn to happen here? Because as cheap as these stocks look, I don't know, we still could see the metals price play catch up to the downside. We still always could see some more weakness, considering we are still over summer and very thin trading volume and the sentiment's really bad. How are you managing your portfolio? What's your strategy right now?
I'm still a buy and holder. I mean, you have to cut anything that's down over 20%. I'm really drilling down on the things that I own and really looking at, you know, what's the potential over the next 2 or 3 years? You know, how much money do they need to raise to get there? How much value are they going to be able to add? I'm also looking at, you know, new companies that I missed that have corrected quite a bit. I am a little more focused on producers and developers that are going to build their mines, just because I think those have a more probable outcome over the next 2 or 3 years. With regards to exploration companies, I'm just waiting, because I think in the coming months, you know, maybe we could see really good value in those types of plays. I'm just taking a second look at everything I own and, you know, reevaluating those things. I mean, I did take a few profits a week or two ago before we got hit, but, you know, I obviously could have sold, a bit more. So I do have some cash, but not a huge amount. But I do think the downside in a lot of these smaller juniors, they're obviously really oversold. So I do think, generally speaking, there's not a lot of downside left. However, I think it's going to take some time before we get a V type of rebound. So we could, you know, we could see bottoming action for a couple months, you know, sideways action. So I don't think you have to jump back into things immediately, unless there's just something. Does a fishing line sell off, and it's such an amazing value that you can't let it go? You know, you could buy a half position or buy the whole thing if it meets that criteria. But I do think, just stepping back, I do think just the second half of this year, it is a time to buy.
Okay, We'll wrap it up there, Jordan. Right now, clearly a lot of pressure and a lot of pain for the precious metals investors. But yeah, hopefully we get a turn sometime soon. Either way, it's been a tough market, and we truly are in the middle of summer trading right here. So we need to see where a turn will happen. But yeah, you're right. You can also get some of even top quality stocks on pretty cheap, especially if you put in some stink beds and you get a pretty quick little fishing line sell-off there. Jordan, thanks as always for your time, buddy. We'll chat again next week. Have a great rest of your week.